AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, who's also the skills coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. My guest for tonight is a man that I have admired for many years. He has paved the way for many like myself to teach skating and the game of hockey here in Illinois. I'd like to welcome Wally Carmilo to In the Crease. Hello, Wally. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing awesome. When I first started this show maybe 20 weeks ago or so, maybe a little longer, Wally, you were a key guy to be on this show for me.
Thank you.
I wanted you on in the worst way, and the reason why... Myself, I'm 54 years old, Wally, still at it 7 days a week from kids to pros, and I know you lived a life full of that, and I respect you very much.
Thank you.
So you came here from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Winnipeg. How did all that start to land in Illinois?
I came to Chicago in 1947.
Okay.
And continued, get involved in hockey from that day I came Chicago till now.
And you played there as a kid?
Yes, I played there, like with the Little League, like the Mites and Adams and Squirts and Peewees, and high school and a little bit of college.
And hundreds of NHLers have come from your area, and the one that comes to mind right off the bat is Terry Sawchuk, because I had Jerry Sawchuk recently on the show talking about his dad.
Oh, well, Terry and I played together on a baseball team.
Wow.
He was the catcher, and I was the second baseman.
Wow.
And he had an arm like you wouldn't believe.
Is that right?
Terry and I played, about two or three summers. Every summertime, we'd be on a baseball team, and Terry was there. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being with Terry.
Were you able to catch up with him when he made his trips here to Chicago as a player?
No, I couldn't, because I was so involved in my own skating that I, didn't get a hold of him until later on.
Okay.
With the Rangers.
And how did all that start, for instance, with yourself, with you teaching skating once you came to Illinois? I know there weren't many rinks at that time. How did it all start?
Well, it started my brother, who moved out here when he was playing hockey in Detroit. And he opened up a pro shop at the old Chicago Arena in Chicago.
Okay.
Right by where the merchandise mart was.
Where Channel 2 News is, right? Channel 2 News has a building there.
That's right, that's right. But at that time, that was the only available ice rink around.
Wow.
And we had all the... top figure skating shows there, and we had amateur hockey and so forth. And I got involved not only with the hockey, but with the skating part. And I just continued. I just kept going and going.
And your brother, is it a true story that yourself and your brother, you were both in the Ice Capades at one point?
No, I was.
Okay.
It wasn't the Ice Capades. It was just a summer show.
Okay.
I didn't have any hockey going during the summer at that time, so I did a little bit of comedy on the ice.
Is that right?
Running on my skates and doing somersaults and all kinds of tricks. Jumping barrels, I was a barrel jumper.
I have heard that, and that's an art in itself. So you knew Michael Kirby?
Very well. We were very close, very close. I worked for him at his rink in River Forest many, many years ago.
And I played as a young boy out of there. I remember being able to touch the ceiling with your stick.
Right, at River Forest?
In River Forest, correct.
Oh, that is great. I still have memories of that. because right at that time we had the Santees, who were Olympic skaters.
Yes.
And I was fortunate to be working with one of them for a while, and that was it. I really got to know Michael Kirby well. Great guy.
Michael Kirby, he was responsible for bringing Sonya Henie here, right?
He sure was. In fact, he skated with her in a movie.
Okay. And did you know her?
No, I never met Sonya Henie. No, not at all.
And I know she was the main marquee for instance, Jim Norris bringing her into the old Chicago Stadium. And I'm sure Michael Kirby was really, really responsible for that also.
Definitely, definitely.
I do recall as a young boy seeing Michael Kirby go through the rink, and you'd see his name in a program or see an ice dancing poster with his name on it. But I do recall him as a kid going throughout his own building.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. He was a good-looking man.
Yeah, I know that. No, that's terrific. So, I mean, as far as with ice dancers and that type of thing, so were you working with them beyond the hockey players even early?
No, I started with the skating program for skaters, like the power skating I do with the hockey.
Yes.
I did that with the figure skaters, too. I, you know, taught them how to stroke properly and get their balance and so forth, but I did mostly that. You know, the same thing I applied for hockey. The power skating.
Yeah, and as far as back then and where it is today, what do you think of it all? I mean, how much do you think we've advanced?
Unbelievable. In those days, there were very few teachers like myself. In fact, I originated, when I was in Canada, the power skating over at the old Tam O'Shanter, where I, you know, taught in Toronto for about 12 summers.
Okay.
And I had many pros that developed in there. And I was working with the Mahavlich boys.
Wow.
Peter and Mike and
Frank.
His older brother.
Yeah, Frank, yeah.
Yeah, and I got to know a lot about the hockey there, and I did the skating for the hockey players there. And I was about the only one at that time, and I'm talking many, many years ago, that started power skating because at that time, everybody that was a hockey player said the only way he learned was by himself. He didn't have any instruction or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in there and I started the power skating in Canada.
And the term itself, Wally, power skating, wasn't even invented at that point, was it?
No, I invented it.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
No kidding.
When I was in Toronto, there was one fella that was trying that, and he went out. So I took that over and with the old Tam O'Shanter, and Bruce Hyland at that time was the top, you know, figure skating pro and all that. And he had me doing all the skating for the hockey players.
That's amazing.
It worked out good. I had Eddie Shack, and I had a group of guys there that were crazy. You know, the old Toronto Maple Leaf guys were all there, the Barry Watsons and Harry Watsons. And then I had got involved with John D'Amico, who was the top referee.
And, yes.
Yeah, well, John and I got to be good friends because I worked with him on his skating and so forth.
And he had a 25-year career in the National Hockey League, at least that.
He did, yes, yes.
And he was as tough as a bull. I don't think John's around anymore.
No, he passed away. And when we, it was a real, real funny thing around the rink. When Johnny would, D'Amico would talk to us, we always brought a towel and put it around our face because he always started to, when he talked, he just started spitting all over. But anyways, that was a funny thing. We used to, and Bill White was with me then too. He worked with me there in the Tam O'Shanter.
And he probably wasn't even in the National Hockey League at that time.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
He was with the Blackhawks.
Okay.
And we had a lot of fun together. I was pretty close to Bill.
Because I know he had a long minor league career, and then he went to L.A. and then to the Blackhawks
right,
from there.
Right, and he is the funniest guy I've ever met.
Oh, and quite a defenseman, and probably one of the best as far as tandem core Blackhawks that we've ever seen between him and Pat Stapleton.
Right, exactly. I really like Bill. Bill was a great guy.
So you did something right with him with his skating there because he was pretty steady.
I worked with him, especially on his transitions when you move from backwards to forwards, because everybody used to do the crossovers, and I taught him how to just turn out and open hip and step out and then pick up the speed. And he tried it and he liked it. From then on, everybody started using that.
And we're still, Wally, trying to teach players that today because they love to cross and then open up.
Right. They've got to open up that hip. You're right.
Just let's hold that thought for a second, Wally, as far as more skating with the transitional game with defensemen and forwards. We will be returning to In the Crease after these messages.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the outbound Eisenhower at Keeler. IDOT crews just cleared some debris from the right lane. On the outbound Edens, traffic now tied from Pratt to Toohey. It's about 24 minutes up to Lake Cook from the Kennedy. Inbound side of the Edens has cleared up from Dempster to Toohey. It's an easy 19 minutes to the junction. The southbound Lakeshore Drive exit to the Stevenson is congested with ongoing construction. The inbound Stevenson is now heavy approaching First Avenue. It's about 28 minutes to Lakeshore Drive from the Tri-State. Westbound Jane Addams, slow from Arlington Heights to Gulf. On the CTA Blue Line, trains are sharing a single track between Oak Park and Cicero until 4 in the morning. Chicago weather currently 80 degrees and fair. Overnight the low 74 and clear. Tomorrow the high 89 with a chance of rain. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity believes Hillary Clinton has an uphill battle.
I don't think it's going to quite unfold the way Hillary wants, and I think it's going to be more difficult than she anticipates. Let's start with the fact and assume here for a minute that if she wins the Democratic nomination, she's going to be running now for a third Democratic presidential term. She will be tied directly to the record of Obama.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joel Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
For a list of complete offer details, visit HowWeTradeRadio.com. An individual's trading strategy or personal trading does not guarantee future results or returns.
Hi, John and Pete Najarian here. You may know us from television, where we're frequently featured on CNBC as leading option experts. We have some great news you do not want to miss.
As option floor traders and co-founders of Option Monster, people always want to know our secrets for trading options.
So we wrote an entire book on it. We've received over 100,000 orders over the past few months, and today we're giving away a limited number of these books for free. Just cover shipping and handling.
Learn how to use options like we do to make more income with less capital,
to reduce your investment risks,
and make money regardless of which way the market's moving.
It's all right here in this book, and today it's yours for free.
Equity options today are hailed as one of the most successful financial products to be introduced in modern times. You have to learn to profit from them.
This one book could dramatically increase your investment returns.
And today, it's free.
Call now. 1-800-600-8551. That's 1-800-600-8551. 1-800-600-8551.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with In the Crease, your Sunday night hockey radio show. This portion of In the Crease is brought to you by a delicious hydration drink called Coco 5. All-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. My guest for tonight is Wally Cormillo, a legendary skating and hockey coach throughout Illinois hockey. Wally, as far as longevity, what is your secret?
Well, I still say that. Going out on the ice with the little kids and watching them improve after every time you're out there, week after week and month after month, and later on year after year, and then they become college hockey players and pros, and I just love that, and that keeps me going. I keep on the ice, keep my legs going, and I'm still doing it.
And I don't believe there's anybody in North America, and I don't know if you want to say your age or not, but I don't believe there's anybody in North America doing what you're doing.
I don't mind telling you my age. I'll be 89 this coming December.
1926.
Yeah, December the 8th.
Wow.
And I'll be 89, still going.
And you're getting on the ice, what, maybe one or two times a week?
No, in the winter, summertime, especially, this summer, I quit doing the hockey camps, the Turcotte hockey camp.
Okay.
Was with for about 30 years. Riel and I started it, and he's still going. But look forward to, like, in the fall time, my season will start next. In another 2 weeks, we'll have the preseason skate, and we'll have tryouts and all that with the Falcons. I'm still going to be with them. And I'm on the ice 3-4 times a week, and then traveling on the weekends, you know, with the tournaments and all that, and having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrific. I mean, I know we have our days where we're sore, and
right.
Once we get on the ice, they kind of, the pain and the bumps and bruises, whatever, the headaches, they all disappear.
Everything. I mean, once you're on the ice, you're in a different world. I mean, it's relaxing, and it's fun, and it's healthy. It's real healthy to get out there and, you know, skate like about 8 miles every hour or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. I tell friends, Wally, that what keeps me young is being around younger people, obviously. And then when I'm with friends that I haven't seen in years from high school or whatever, I see the difference. What I mean by that is I know I'm a little bit more active than they are, and obviously they're going to maybe a 9-to-5 job, and or they're working on the street, or they're a tradesman, whatever the case is. But I think the secret is being around young people.
Exactly. That's my that's my thing. That as long as you're with the little kids and learning, and you know, teaching them, and see the results, you're always going to stay healthy and so forth.
Well, the thing with you, Wally, you're going through generations of the same family now.
I know it. I have fourth generations, the dads bringing their kids. And
yes.
The bringing their kids and so forth. And it's great. It's just wonderful, wonderful to see everything.
So you're looking at 60 years, roughly, totally, you know, in Illinois.
64 years of coaching and teaching, and I had 4 years. I joined the Air Force, the U.S. Air Force, and spent 4 years there with them, and ended up the last year of my enlistment, I ended up with the Air Force Academy as their hockey coach, and without a rink, and I was going around the country, you know, recruiting and getting our kids involved in the U.S., you know, Air Force Academy.
Hmm.
But I recruited quite a few kids for that first year, and one of them was, he isn't here anymore. He coached the Olympic team.
Okay.
And he passed away. He was from Minnesota, and I recruited him for the Air Force Academy.
Is that right?
Yeah. The name,
you're talking about Herb Brooks.
Herbie Brooks.
Yes.
He was on the high school. I was recruiting for the Air Force Academy, and I was at the St. Paul, the Minnesota High School Tournament, and he played for Johnson High School, and he was outstanding. He was a little defenseman. So I recruited him, and I recruited about four others from that, and they won the state championship that year. But only two of them passed our Air Force Academy health I mean, they had too many teeth missing, so we couldn't, you know, they had to pass the pilot exam.
Okay.
They couldn't do it, but Herb was one I spent a lot of time with his dad and so forth.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a connection there. That's where you threw me there for a second until you said Minnesota and obviously the Olympic team. But I had no idea there was a connection with the Air Force Academy.
Right, yeah. He was with the Johnson High School when I recruited for, you know, recruited for the Academy.
Wow, wow.
He was great. He was just, he wasn't big, but he was so fast. He was unbelievable.
And then he obviously played on an Olympic team himself in 1960, right?
Right? Yeah, right, he did, definitely. But there was about three or four of them that I really liked out there. That time, Minnesota was really producing the hockey players. I mean, big time.
Oh, yeah, and they still are.
They still are, yeah. You're right, you're right.
Yeah, and Wally, as far as you're talking about not many rinks around, what years was it when the influx of rinks started coming throughout Chicago? Was it the mid-60s that the majority of the buildings started coming to Illinois hockey?
Mid-60s.
Mid-60s. I thought so. So Stan McKean and Bobby Hull had a lot to do with that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Stan especially is one of my greatest friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. A dear friend of mine, too, and special man off the ice.
He is, definitely. I got involved with him with the hearing impaired. He had this hockey camp for deaf players.
Yep.
And this is about 35 years ago. And I got involved in the skating process. They wanted a skating instructor, so I came with the hearing impaired. And 35 years later, I was still there. But Stan was our mentor, and he was our, we had all the, at that time, we used to have a lot of the Blackhawks volunteer, you know, their week.
Yeah, you had Gene Ubriaco.
Yeah, Gene. Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, I know Gene used to go there.
Yeah, Gene and I, yeah, definitely. There was Gene, and there was...
Well, Irv Tianabek was behind a lot of it.
Right, well, he was, yeah, it was because of his son.
Lex, yep, his son Lex.
Yes.
Yeah, Irv. So I did know you were, I read in a little bit of a bio of yours, you were with that hockey school for 34 years.
34 years, right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
And I still visit it every year, you know, this year I missed, I was out of town, but this is the first year I missed in 35 years.
That's incredible. So you're looking at, between that school and what you've done on your own, thousands and thousands of kids.
Over 60,000. We figured it out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, when I got the Thayer Tudd Award at the USA Hockey, we had a few people there that got together on the amount of children that I was teaching each year and so forth, and it said over 60,000.
Yeah, in 2010, USA Hockey's annual Congress honors you with the William Thayer Tudd Award. It was for your service and selfless dedication to the game. What did that mean to you?
Was unbelievable. I was really shocked when it happened, but I was so excited, and I'm still excited about that day.
I mean, that's an honor. I mean, the closest thing to that, I believe, is the Lester Patrick.
Right, right. And that came, I think, Burke got that.
Brian Burke?
Brian Burke,
For that year?
Yeah, I think he got it that year. But anyways, he was on before in the induction. He came out there first, and what a speaker he is! And I couldn't believe it, and I had to come on right after him. Uh-huh. I couldn't believe what happened. But I was so excited I could hardly even talk.
No, that those kind of awards, obviously, you'll never ever forget, especially when it's coming from USA Hockey.
Right. Right.
Pretty special, and to be involved with that crowd.
Right. It really is. And right now, our top man there is...
Jim Smith.
Park Ridge. Yeah.
Yeah, which is just terrific. We all knew Jim way back, and here he is running the show.
Yeah, well, Jim is the one that nominated me for the award in Colorado Springs.
And that's typical of Jim to do that. And we will be back with more of Wally Cormillo and your host, Kenny McCudden, in just a few minutes.
this election season, there's only one place in Chicago where you can weigh in with your opinion on all the candidates, from the debates to the primaries.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't even be talking about illegal immigration.
From the conventions to Election Day.
What is he for? I have no idea whether he's conservative.
We need to control our border.
It's important to be qualified.
We're your election headquarters in Chicago.
I'm a conservative, pro-life governor in a state where it's really tough to be both.
We're AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. An Army parachutist is dead after colliding with another jumper, hitting an apartment building and falling to the ground during the Chicago Air and Water Show.
The man was coming in really low and appeared to be almost motionless or lifeless and came in really low, coming right at the building.
This witness at first thought it was part of the show. Five people now dead following a mid-air crash between two small airplanes in California. On Long Island, New York, a plane crashes on commuter railroad tracks, killing the pilot.
This really tragic incident could have been much, obviously much worse. There was no train going through at that point, but the crossing was open. So, there was a possibility there could have been cars going through, but we don't have any report of that.
Salvatore Arena is with the Long Island Railroad. A passenger was injured. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Traveling inbound on the Edens at Harlem, IDOT crews just cleared a stall that was blocking the ramp. Outbound Edens tight from Pratt to Toohey. It's a 24-minute trip up to Lake Cook from the Kennedy. Inbound Edens has cleared up from Dempster to Toohey. It's an easy 19 minutes coming into the junction. The southbound Lakeshore Drive exit to the Stevenson is congested with ongoing construction. On the inbound Stevenson, traffic is heavy approaching First Avenue. It's 28 minutes to Lakeshore Drive from the Tri-State. Westbound I-90, the Jane Addams, slow from Arlington Heights to Gulf. On the CTA Blue Line, trains are sharing a single track between Oak Park and Cicero until 4 in the morning. Chicago weather currently 80 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 74 and mostly clear. Tomorrow, the high 89 with a chance of rain. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know you could save as much as 70% on term life insurance? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. And I mean affordable. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month. which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-941-9366. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-941-9366. That's 1-800-941-9366.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease here on AM 560, The Answer. I am your host, Kenny McCudden, with my guest, Wally Kermilo. Wally, you've taught so many in the game of hockey, that is. What did you love most about teaching?
Well, first of all, I was automatically, you know, I felt like when I was on the ice teaching that something was going to, the result will come out. The idea of teaching somebody something that he couldn't do and then have him go on the ice and perform and you know, eventually become a top hockey player.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I've loved edge work throughout my career, teaching edge work.
There.
But at the same point, I realized heavily, maybe about 15 years ago, because I've been at it for now 27 years, and I liked applying pucks even at an early age, just to get the kids' hands moving, getting a sweeping motion ready for passing and shooting, and obviously a lot of puck handling for stick handling. But we cannot get enough of edge work.
Right, right. Yeah, that was my specialty, because they used to call me Inside Edge Wally, Outside Edge Wally.
Because you were teaching that continuous. I remember, Wally,
remember that.
I remember you, 1980 or 81. I was just a young trainer under Skip Thayer and Louis Varga with Chicago Blackhawks.
Right,
and
I remember you.
Keith Magnuson brought you in during training camp, and I remember half of the pros that were younger understood what power skating was. There was another half that stood against the sideboard and go, what are we going to do here? And then you held court. Talk about that.
Oh, I'll never forget that. When I first came in, Keith introduced me to all the players, and they said that I was going to give them stuff they never had before. And sure enough, half of them, like you said, the younger ones really loved it. But the other ones used to give me a hard time, especially Tony Esposito. Every time I'd come on the ice and get on the edges, he says, Wally, I can't do any edges. I can't, you know, with my...
What is pads?
Skates. I said, well, why, instead of doing one-foot edges, why don't you just two-foot everything around, you know, cuts and all.
Yeah, like C-cuts.
Right, exactly. So he used to kid me about that. But... I think Dennis Savard was one of my...
yes, he was.
Really, really excited when I was out there. He was only 18 years old, and he worked his butt off. Troy Murray was another one that always, always... At the end of the session, he would always come to me and say, thanks, Wally, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Daryl Sutter was another one. He still remembers that, and he still mentions it to me every time they bring the team out here. And I come and see him. He said, the edges were just great.
And Wally, going back to Dennis Savard, he might have been the most magical on skates that we've ever seen.
Unbelievable. He had
the edge balance. Work in general.
He had balance. He had balance. It was unbelievable. And he wanted it so much. He wanted to skate. And that's what I was talking about. His lateral movement was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Straight down, he wasn't as fast as some of the guys I had on the Blackhawks. But doing parallel skating, he was like a magician.
Yeah, and the gear change that he did have, it might have looked like he was going slow, but he would actually pull away from players very quickly.
Exactly, exactly. But he was... the best parallel skater I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. With myself, with skating with pros today, the main thing, I mean, I think you'll be happy to hear that you've passed the torch in a right way, but to so many good instructors. But I just don't try to reinvent the game. I mean, the skating stride is basically the same still, and right. obviously equipment has changed, but I think if we break the habits of continually crossing when you're going backwards, instead of opening and turning, like you said, with your hip and pointing your toe, those are the things that we have to still keep on bringing to kids.
That's great. I know it. That's beautiful. I'm glad you're doing that. I really am.
Yeah, and it's again, not reinventing the wheel.
No, it's adding something to it, too. You got to keep after the kids on that and find out that, you know, it's okay to skate backwards crossovers, but doing your transitions from backwards to forwards and forwards to backwards is very important.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at old film the other day, Wally, of Howie Morenz, and here he was in these 1920 films with this gorgeous stride. And it's a stride that would, you know, it can stand a time today.
Right, right.
It's crazy. On equipment where we know the skates weren't the same and they were broken down. They weren't as stiff as they are today. I mean, it's amazing to see players like that and Eddie Shore for what they were able to do.
I know that. I know Eddie Shore. That's great. That's going way back.
Yeah, I've been throwing some names at you there.
Yeah, I know. I've got a funny story to tell you. I met Bobby Hull through his wife, who was a figure skater.
Hey, Wally, can you hold that thought? We're going to go back to Bobby Hull in a second. I just got to go to a break. But we'll be right back after this break from a word from our sponsors.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. The inbound Edens is tied from Dempster to Toohey. It's about 25 minutes to the Kennedy from Lake Cook. Inbound Kennedy is cleared up nicely from Ohio to the Circle. It's about 20 minutes in either direction between downtown and O'Hare. Express lanes are flowing outbound. The southbound Lakeshore Drive exit to the Stevenson is heavy with ongoing roadwork. The inbound Dan Ryan exit to the outbound Eisenhower is tight. Westbound on the Chicago Skyway, traffic heavy approaching 95th. Inbound on the Bishop Ford, a bit slow at the Stony Island exit. Westbound Jane Addams jammed from Arlington Heights to Gulf. On the CTA Blue Line, trains are sharing a single track between Oak Park and Cicero till 4 a.m. Chicago weather currently 82 degrees and fair. Tonight the low 74, tomorrow the high 89 with a slight chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros.
And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-1785. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back on the ice and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton. This part of our program is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. They've got stores in Buffalo Grove, Mundelein, Naperville, Northbrook, and Round Lake Beach. My guest for tonight has been Wally Carmilo, one of the most respected skating coaches that I've ever met. Wally, that last segment you were talking about Bobby Hull. Let's talk about that story.
Okay, great. I got to know Bobby Hull through his ex-wife, who was a figure skating instructor, and skated in ice shows. And when they had kids, they had
Brett and Blake. And Bobby Jr.
And Brett was I had the three of them, the three little guys. They were about four or five.
Okay.
They're real little tiny ones. And it was over at a skating studio in Winnetka. And the first thing I told Bobby, I got them on the ice, and Brett had these skates that were about two sizes too big for him. I mean, they were, and his ankles were way over. And I said, Bobby, you got to get him some new skates. And he says, no way, he's never going to learn to skate on new skates. He says, he's got to get his ankles strong. He said, and I always use, you know, they pass on their skates from his other son to his other son.
Yes.
He says, and by the time, he said, by the time he starts getting the idea of it, he says, his ankles are going to get stronger. So he always believed in bigger skates for little kids.
That's interesting because we know that a perfect fit is very, very important.
I know. That's what I told him. I said, this is, but he wanted him to suffer a little bit and build up his ankles.
It didn't hurt him, did it?
No, it didn't. Not at all.
Wally, I've had a lot of great guests on this show as far as from the past, and we always like to talk about Chicago Stadium. What are your memories of Chicago Stadium going there as a fan?
I think it was the greatest building going. The excitement right away, you know, when you're a block away from the old stadium, you always felt something coming on. The excitement in the rink, you know, the people just cheering and everything like that. It's an amazing place.
It was a different time. The men were wearing their suits. The women were wearing their hats and dresses. It was a special time.
Exactly. And then when I was teaching there, I just couldn't believe the excitement under the, you know, going through the locker rooms and all that. I used to just get all excited when I went out on the ice out there.
Yeah, definitely one of the greatest barns of all time. And
Yes. You've
seen a lot of great players beyond our Chicago Blackhawks. Who comes to mind as far as some great players you've seen at the old Chicago Stadium?
The old Chicago Stadium?
Yeah, guys like Bellavaux, maybe Bobby Orr, guys like that?
There was another Montreal Canadian player that I loved.
Maurice Richard?
No, not Maurice.
Bellavaux?
No, not Bellavaux.
Yvon Cornoyer.
That's it, Cornoyer.
Oh. Yeah,
that was my favorite. He'd be, you know, taking his stride real easy when he carried the puck. And then as soon as he got to the defenseman, he had the acceleration that I couldn't believe. He'd go past the defenseman. The defenseman would be just looking and waving bye to him because he was so fast. But he had such a change of speed, which was I couldn't believe.
Yeah, that's why they called him the Roadrunner, because he was
able to pull away
from everybody. And
I know, he'd be going real easy. At least it looked like he was going easy, but as soon as he got by the defenseman, boy, he accelerated. He just moved. And the change of pace is what really got the defenseman. They figured, well, the timing will be easy with him coming like that. But at the start, when he gets the acceleration going, you just can't keep up with him.
And a player like that with his speed, Wally, not to interrupt, a player like Yvan Cornuier's speed would hold up in today's game no problem.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
Now, Wally, I know you've lived your life in a rink. You met your wife in a rink, Darlene. Tell us about that.
That was the greatest time of the of my life. This 1st of October, we'd be married 60 years.
Oh, terrific.
And she's like my right arm. She drives me to all the rinks. She takes care of me. And she was a skating instructor herself. She skated in the ice shows. I met her in the ice show. And every practice we have for years, she'd always be there right by the glass and be waving at some of the players that they're not going fast enough or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody asked her what thing did she learn so much about the rinks. She said, well, I learned that the Zamboni goes around 39 times. I count them every time. She said, I know every Zamboni driver and so forth, but she is so great. She's the greatest.
And those kids had to grow up in a rink.
Oh, right. Oh,
your children.
Definitely, yeah. I had three boys and three girls, and they all were skaters. And they one of my sons played over at Miami of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And my other played for the old Chicago Minor Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
And they taught for, you know, when I had the camps, they always were on the ice with me, helping me teaching and so forth.
Well, they had to be to keep that name going on in a big way. This has been In the Crease Hockey Radio with your host, Kenny McCudden. We will return to another period of play in just a few minutes.
Hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all natural coconut water in 6 thirst quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner needed replacing.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no savings and our water heater just quit.
Sadly, sometimes it only takes one home system or appliance breakdown to bust your budget. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield protects more of your hard-earned money because they help pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, go to ahs.com or call 1-800-552-2216. Who wants to pour money into repairs for things like your air conditioner, refrigerator, plumbing, oven, or washer when you get the budget protection you deserve from American Home Shield? It's up to you. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs yourself, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. Protect more of your hard-earned money. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-552-2216. 1-800-552-2216.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back, and thank you for being with us tonight within the Crease Hockey Radio and your host, Kenny McCudden. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. We have been speaking hockey all night with my guest, Wally Carmilo. Wally, I want to just read a few things. You were inducted into the Illinois Hockey Hall of Fame in 2005. You were selected for the Falcons Hall of Fame not too long ago also, which is an honor. I believe that was 2009. But just recently, your wife and yourself received the J.J. O'Connor Award. Tell me about it.
Well, we were really, really shocked when they called us up. And the award was for the sled hockey, and it was for perseverance, and it was for regardless of obstacles, with my heart attack and Darlene's work to the rink and all that, and on my recovery, and I haven't stopped, and she hasn't stopped still. But it was the sled hockey. It was a real big honor from J.J. O'Connor.
Yeah, and it's a phenomenal program, and he's the general manager of that, and they are just getting so strong with that program year after year.
Yeah, a good friend of mine is the coach of the Olympic team, the sled hockey, Jeff Sauer.
Correct.
So he's...
And he's won a gold medal or two.
Oh, he has a lot.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and he had a lot of great players playing for him in the college.
No, that's great, that award, and... J.J. Has done so much for USA Hockey and for sled hockey, and that's incredible that both of you were granted that award.
Yeah, that was really great.
Wally, how do you want to be remembered as far as with all your teaching? I mean, I know you're still at it. Here, it's going to be 89 in December, but what was the main thing you tried to bring? Like, for instance, myself, a teacher, what did you try to teach to teachers?
Well, the number one thing, and everybody will say that, I have the patience. You have to have the patience.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how poor or how, you know, bad a skater is, you have to have the patience to improve them. And it's just, that's the number one thing, I think, is having the patience.
It never sounded like it was a chore for you to go to the rink.
I loved it. I loved it. No matter, I doubt if I ever missed a practice or except when I had the heart attack or a game, because in me, the blood kept flowing. I've got to go. And I get excited. Even now, every game, I get so excited. And it never leaves me. And as long as I still get the excitement and everything, I'm going to keep teaching and coaching.
You sound like Frank Sinatra. He said he always got a kick when he went out on stage, even towards the end of his life.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my feeling now.
What brings you the most joy when you get on the ice today?
Just getting out there and being with the kids and teaching them and seeing the results. And and they always, no matter... when I come out, I'll say, "Hey, Wally, so good to have you here." I mean, they just, the excitement of the kids when you're on the ice.
Wally, I appreciate you being on this show, and I wanted you on 20-odd weeks ago. You know, I tried to get you here and there, and we finally got you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So thank you very much for being on the show, Wally, in every way, because I said earlier you passed the torch with passion and love for the game of hockey. So thank you, Wally, for what you've done throughout Illinois hockey and North America. And thank you to Darlene, too. I would like to thank my producer, Debbie Schreiner, for passing that puck from behind the glass to me tonight. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. To hear archive shows, please go to icecompanyhockey.net. In the Crease, we'll be back next Sunday night at 11 p.m., keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that.